You got it. And what to do with all of those leftovers, because there's so much to do. And we certainly don't want to be wasting food. With the cost of food, we don't want to be wasting food. We want to be utilizing it.
100% true. And I could eat like turkey sandwiches every day, but I know not everyone rolls like that. So what do you got for us to do some fun things with this leftover turkey?
Okay, well, the first thing that you can do is think outside of the turkey sandwich box a little bit and make a leftover turkey dinner quiche. It sounds a little bit more wordy than it actually is. So you can make your own pie crust, or you could certainly buy pre-made frozen pie crust, and then chop up some of the leftover turkey, maybe some of those roasted veg that you have, even a little bit of squash. Put it in the bottom of your pie plate, and then make a custard with some eggs and a little bit of cream, nice hefty pinch of salt, pepper, and nutmeg. Buzz it all up, ideally in your food processor, because when you buzz up the eggs and the cream in your food processor, you're going to aerate it so this, the quiche will be nice and fluffy. Pour the custard mixture on top of your crust with all of your turkey and your veg and leftovers. Pop it into the oven. You can just follow the directions on the frozen pie box. Usually it's about 375 for maybe half an hour or so. And then when it comes out of the oven, you can actually garnish the top with some leftover stuffing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, this makes, and then what you could do is you could freeze that for a future dish and or whip it up for dinner over the next couple of nights and serve it with a nice mixed green salad. And you've got yourself a leftover turkey quiche, which is really phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds outstanding, Char. Now, Your recipes will be available up online?
Yeah, the listeners can go to my website, which is charmainebrighton.com, and they can also reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook as well.
Perfect.
And then a lot of people will have leftover fresh herbs. Like if you've made a stuffing, you probably have parsley or maybe fresh sage and or rosemary, maybe even some chives or green onions. And, you know, you're looking at all of these leftover fresh herbs and you don't know what to do with them. Well, something so simple and delicious that you can do is chop them all up and then stir them into some softened butter. And what you've just made is a herbed compound butter. So you can freeze this and or just keep it in the refrigerator. And then when you go to saute some onions, maybe you're going to make a tomato sauce, a stew or something, you can put the butter in your pan, melt it. So the butter has all those amazing flavors of the fresh herbs. Saute your onion and then go about making whatever you are about to make, whether it be a sauce, a stew, and or that softened herbed butter is just great slathered on a piece of sourdough bread. Absolutely phenomenal. And or you can use that herbed compound butter that you just made to make like an ultimate grilled cheese sandwich. It just elevates a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, it takes that grilled cheese to the next level.
It certainly does, yeah, and a great way to use up all those leftover fresh herbs, because often, you know, perhaps people have bought these fresh herbs and your recipe for Thanksgiving only calls for one or two tablespoons chopped, and then you're left with a whole bunch, right? So instead of putting it in the compost, utilize it and make a herbed compound butter.
Oh.
Now, I've got another idea that you can do with leftover desserts. So perhaps you have maybe half of a pumpkin pie left and or maybe some butter tart. What you can do is pop it into, like, roughly chop it and then pop it into a food processor. Buzz it up with maybe a quarter of a stick of cream cheese,
mm-hmm.
All right? So you're going to make like a, it's just going to look like a mushy. But then you're going to chill that mixture until it's hardened up a little bit. And then you can roll that mixture into like little truffles and then dip them in chocolate. And then you've made like leftover pumpkin pie cheesecake truffles. But it also works with butter tarts as well. So delicious. And you could even freeze those and give them as like gifts at Christmas time. And or, you know, when guests come over at Christmas, you can pull them out. So absolutely delicious. And it's, you know, literally like two or three steps and using pantry staple items.
And that's the beauty of when we deal with you, Char, is everything you make is pantry staple items. Everything, you've probably got all the ingredients at home.
Yeah. You know, my whole goal, Kev, as you know, is to inspire people to get into the kitchen and recreate delicious and doable recipes and or use up those leftovers. So, again, if the listeners have any questions, they're welcome to reach out to me through my charmainebrighton.com. and or social media. I'm here to, you know, help you use up those leftovers and all those pantry staple items, because believe me, I know how expensive it is to feed a family, and my goal is just to inspire people to, you know, feed a family well on a budget, but still, you know, utilize great ingredients and fresh, amazing flavors.
Do you have anything else, or are we all good on recipes?
Do you want one little twist on a turkey sandwich?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's not really a twist, and I think I've chatted with you about this recipe before, but I'm going to give you a refresher. So if you are a fan of kind of a classic leftover turkey sandwich, because really, who isn't?
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is, if you've got some leftover cranberry sauce as well, stir that with some mayonnaise, and you can purchase a round pumpernickel loaf, like what you use to make one of those spinach dips.
Yeah.
Hollow it out. And then slather your mayonnaise and cranberry sauce mixture at the bottom of the bread bowl, and then just layer it with all of your turkey. And then if you've got any other little bits and pieces left over from Thanksgiving, honestly, throw in some grilled veg or roasted veg that you might have, and or maybe you've got some leftover kale or arugula from something else. Layer it all up, maybe with some grated cheese. Pop the lid back on. Wrap it up. Ideally, let it sit for maybe an hour, if not overnight, in the fridge, because then it kind of all sticks together. And then cut it into wedges, and you've got this, like, ultimate leftover turkey sandwich. And it's just a great way to utilize any leftovers, whether it's Thanksgiving or bits and pieces you have in your fridge, regardless. And, you know, make a nice, quick, family-friendly supper.
That sounds awesome, Char.
It's totally awesome, Kev.
And if people want your recipes, where do they go?
Yeah, they can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com. All the information for my cookbook is up on my website, and you can also grab my cookbook on Amazon. It's called Delicious and Doable.
And you can see where to get Charmaine's cookbook at her website, because the link will be at mystratfordnow.com. Thank you once again.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.